This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Thursday's big announcement by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who altered the face of global politics when she was elected the world's youngest female head of state, holding back tears as she made her declaration to resign next month and said she has nothing left in the tank and it was time to step aside after a challenging 5.5 years in office. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax overnight, calls out the Biden White House for name-calling of extreme MAGA members to the House Oversight Committee.
Defending the American people from record-high inflation, defending the American people from a southern border where the cartels are running it, if President Biden thinks that's extreme, then you can tell it just illustrates how tone-deaf he is to what the American people endure under his leadership every single day.
Ukraine pleaded on Thursday for the West to finally send it heavy tanks as defense leaders of the United States and Germany headed for a showdown over the weapons that Kyiv says could decide the fate of the Russian invasion. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Germany today to meet with Germany's new defense minister hours after he was sworn into office. Your money for the government to use to operate continues to be a bipartisan quagmire in Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy argued yesterday he won't accept an increase in the $31.4 trillion debt limit without some conditions.
We're 6 months away. Why wouldn't we sit down now?
But the Biden administration says Republicans will play chicken to slash social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. The official deadline for federal funding ends tomorrow. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government will employ extraordinary measures until those run out sometime in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Collier Gwynn, the art gallery owner who sprayed down a homeless person with a water hose earlier this month, was arrested Wednesday after San Francisco, California District Attorney Brooks Jenkins issued a battery arrest warrant. More than 10,000 police officers will be deployed in France on Thursday to ensure security during demonstrations against pension reforms. The pension reform project, which includes an increase to the retirement age from 62 to 64, will take place in 2030 if passed. Immediately triggered outrage from workers and unions when the government announced preparations last year. The reform is set to be presented on January 23rd to the Council of Ministers. The Grand Ole Opry in Tennessee is celebrating Dolly Parton's birthday. The singer-entrepreneur turned 77 today. A 77-hour celebration includes special Dolly Parton cupcakes and a giant birthday card for guests to sign. Opry officials say Parton cannot make the celebration in person because she's busy working on a feature film. A new record has been broken in the search for radio signals in deep space. Scientists using the giant radio telescope in India detected a radio signal emitted by hydrogen atoms. The hydrogen is believed to be 8.8 billion years old and is the furthest radio signal of this type detected by scientists here on Earth. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. What's that sound? What's going on?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know where to go, BillMartinezShow.com. We got Michael Letts with us, the law enforcement veteran, CEO and founder of Invest USA. Michael, how you doing?
Wow. Doing great. Things are just really busy here in the D.C. area, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, what you're hearing in the background is I'm here in Vegas at SHOT Show 2023. It is a massive event, as you know. You've been to this before. Boy, I'll tell you, it's grown. I mean, every year it keeps growing. We're now just over half a marathon worth of exhibits. I mean, that's how massive and big this thing is. So it's cool to be here, and in some cases even colder, because Vegas is very cold right now. Let me tell you.
Wow, that's surprising. It's cold here in D.C. Not nearly probably as cold as it is in Vegas, though.
Well, I don't know. 45, what do you got?
We're at about 45, 47.
Yeah, so about the same. So here we are. But anyway, I want to get into this latest situation that you're talking about, and that is, the Joe Biden situation. Is this calling, for a military tribunal?
First time in history, Bill. Let me tell you where we're at. Obviously, let's back up to square one. Invest has such a prominent interest in this matter because we are very clearly seeing we have a two-tier justice system. There is one set of justice for a particular privileged individuals and another set of justice for everyone else. Society cannot survive that way, and the reason Invest is so interesting is because once people have a negative perception of law enforcement, whether it's federal, they just view it all the same. Federal, state, local, a badge is a badge. And it will destroy what we have left of this country. So this is a critical matter for Invest. Now let's talk about what is so critical. We have been talking for some time, Bill, how that our federal agencies have been weaponized and politicized. People have argued, well, that's a matter of opinion and not opinion. It has gone beyond that now. It's a factual matter. Let's take a look at the documents that we're talking about, classified information. First of all, we see in the classified information, one was from a president, President Trump, who had the right to declassify. One was from a vice president. One, because archives understood that there was some information there, they sent people over. Mm-hmm. Agents came as well, and they walked through it. They seemed to ignore it, and then raided that home 3 weeks after that, the president's mansion, to be able to look from top to bottom, search the entire area. This particular incident with Vice President Biden at the time, the information that is been discovered, and more is being discovered every day. In fact, there's discussion now that some of it may be compromised or maybe an attempt to destroy some of the information that's being discovered. But the agency, the Department of Justice, has never sent over a raid team to search from top to bottom. In fact, they have even signed off on allowing Biden's personal attorneys and staff to look through to see if they found any other files. That is unconstitutional because they do not have security clearance, and that's a felony. So when you begin to have Department of Justice that is beginning to turn the blind eye to the breaking, deliberate breaking of the law, that obviously shows that there is a two-tier justice system. Once we have that, we have no confidence by the American people. Whether you're for Biden, for Trump, against Trump, makes no difference. Everyone can see that we no longer have true and equal justice for all parties involved. So that leaves only one other option. Who can begin to take a look and determine what is best, where fault lies, what laws are broken, and what needs to be done to correct it? And that's a military tribunal.
Yes.
It has never been done before. The Constitution provides the president to appoint a military tribunal. Of course, you know Biden's not going to do that.
No, exactly. I was going to say.
Here's what's interesting, Bill. And this is what has totally caught them off guard with my press release. The War Powers Act, which this country has operated under for centuries, specifically in a subsection, authorizes Congress, at the House of Representatives, to declare war. They're the only ones that can declare war. The president cannot do that. And in that declaration, they also have their ability to set up military tribunals and to proceed with military court-martials, military tribunals, or anything necessary for the defense of this country. And so Congress now gets the point to weigh in, and we have a Republican Congress with a Republican speaker after the creation of a military tribunal. The time has come that this issue must be debated. It must be debated furiously and quickly. A tribunal needs to be set. You know, the great thing about a military tribunal, it is not by your senior officers. Mm-hmm. It is by junior officers.
Really?
And they put together, and they review the facts. That's it. And they make a determination of guilt or innocence. And then they immediately administer the sentence that is to be carried out for such. That's what needs to be done in this country right now.
Well, you know, Leader McCarthy is shaking the trees up quite a bit here, and Democrats are freaking out. But it's about time that the Democrats get a taste of their own medicine, and this might be, you know, the start. But that aside, the political aspect, I'm with you on this, Michael, above and beyond. It's about getting this country back on order, and that we can again have confidence in these political institutions that we know for a fact have all been compromised.
There's no question, Bill. They've all been compromised. We're seeing more and more evidence of that coming out every day. They've actually not just been compromised. They've been utilized to be turned against the American, to terrorize the American people. That can never be tolerated. It only can be tolerated in a dictatorship and with a tyrant. Mm-hmm. And we exercised our right to break free of that 250 years ago. I don't think the American people want to go back.
Without a doubt. Well, boy, I'll tell you, I can imagine, Michael, that you're exploding some heads with this idea. What's the feedback there in D.C. over this idea?
It is amazing. We cannot answer the calls fast enough. Some of them, I'll be very blunt. I've always been up front with you on your show, Bill.
Yes.
Some of them are want to take my head off, and some of them want to kiss me. Because it is a unique concept. Obviously, it's never been done in this country before. There are no precedents for it. There are no Supreme Court cases still on which to base precedent. But there is the Constitution, and the Constitution is a very powerful guiding document. It's very specific. I can read you the section in the clause. It is not open for interpretation. It does specify and give that authority under the War Powers Act to the Congress, which is the House of Representatives where it initiates. It also gives that right to declare such to the president. Here's what's interesting. It does also stipulate that the president cannot issue a military tribunal without having approval of subrogation authority, which means that there would have to have been a declaration by Congress to begin with. So the question now rises, how did George W. Bush issue military tribunals for ISIS and Al-Qaeda without us being declared into a situation of a state of war between those countries? Because it wasn't a country, it was an ideology, it was an organization.
Right. Exactly. So as far as any House representatives, are you getting any comments from them? Because, I mean, obviously this needs to gain traction, and they're the ones to lead the way, right?
That is correct. correct. Right now we are getting feedback from all the senior congressional members, committee chairman and all, saying, wow, did you ever open up a can of worms? We've got to take a look at this.
I'll tell you what, Michael, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Michael Lenz after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Minutes
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We've got Michael Letts with us, who's calling for a military tribunal. This is constitutional, ladies and gentlemen, and this is real, and this could be a real answer. As Michael says, you know, sometimes when you're in unprecedented times, you need to take unprecedented actions. Michael is a law enforcement vet, the CEO and founder of Invest USA. That's what this time is calling for, right, Michael?
Yes, no question. That's exactly, Bill, what this time is calling for. And here's what makes it interesting. As I said, you know, there's going to be some pushback because people are scared to death from this standpoint. They realize a military tribunal would be final. It would be very difficult to argue with the results. But I will tell you this, and I'm talking on both sides now, whether you're conservative or liberal. The liberals are saying, oh, this is all a conservative plot. I'm not talking about the military tribunal. I'm talking about the documents. Oh, they're just crying because Trump got in trouble. And the conservatives are saying, ah, well, now look here. Biden's doing the same thing. So there's division in the country. This takes it out of the political realm and puts it in what, according to the most recent polls, show that the American public still have some degree of respect for, and that's our U.S. military.
Exactly.
And puts it into their to do what they've been tasked to do, and that is just to review the facts, to render a decision, and to execute judgment.
So, in the suggestion of this military tribunal, when it comes to investigating these recent actions of President Biden, what is step one right now, as you see it, Michael?
Well, here's what I see. You have various entities. You have the House Judiciary. You have the House Oversight Committee. You have DOJ, which has appointed two special counsels, you know, one for Trump, one for Biden, et cetera, all trying to reach out there and grab the information and see what they can find. What happens with this is all that information gets pulled. They can still do anything they want to, but all the information gets pulled together and gets handed to a military tribunal, which then specifically, which is what our Constitution requires for. You are to be judged by 12 of your peers. They take a look at the evidence, the information, and any questions they may have, they comply. You know, the military has its own intelligence division, has its own investigative branch, and they clarify any information that was given, just the facts, that's it. And then they do render a decision based on the facts. Are the facts substantiated? And if so, is there a conviction? Or are the facts not substantiated enough for conviction? And then it's dismissed.
Exactly. Well, Michael, this is already, this process has been a bit of a slow drip. I mean, almost every day we hear of more documents, we hear of the exposure, we hear of Hunter Biden being involved living in the home right next to the garage where these documents were, some of the documents were discovered, and we already know pretty much by the reports and leaked emails and that Hunter Biden is so greatly compromised, and for him to conceivably have access to these documents, I mean, so much of our national security is hanging in the balance here.
Well, yes, and let's talk about that for just a minute, Bill. Here's what we know, okay? We know for a fact that the files in question, we don't know the contents, but the implication of the files seems to be China, Ukraine, other very sensitive matters, that when you look at the portfolio of Mr. Hunter Biden, he has interest in every one of those topics that those national security files encompass, okay? The second thing we understand is, without question, is that they were kept in a home that Joe Biden listed as his personal residency. But we have paperwork now that shows that supposedly Hunter Biden was renting it for $50,000 a month. That's kind of high to pay for a house, $50,000
exactly.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we now also know that these files were in unsecure areas, in the garage, in the library, in the bedroom. And while it is being said that there is no visitor logs, we know good and well the Secret Service, you couldn't walk up, go to the president's residency and knock on the door and say, hey, I was in the neighborhood, thought I'd stop by, offer you a cup of coffee. Didn't work that way. Mm-hmm. So we know that somebody has a list of everybody that came in and out. And we also know that out of the files, the classified files, many of them are also stored in the center for Biden in Tennessee, which tens of millions of dollars were contributed to by the Chinese Communist Party. So you have a recipe here for very sensitive national security material. It's been compromised, unsecured. It's in the hands of people who have known, publicly known, to have business dealings and negotiations and business set up with these entities. And it actually even publicly said what they were influencing and selling was their name, not their knowledge. So I think every American has a right to be extremely concerned right now. And because of what you said, Bill, we have got to move quickly. That's why a military tribunal is necessary.
Well, Michael, as you said, there needs to be a sense of urgency regarding this military tribunal, right?
That is correct, because one of the things about politics, especially Washington politics, Bill, as you're well aware of, all you do in Washington politics is delay, delay. Let's have a hearing. Let's talk about it a little bit. Let's go to dinner. Let's pick it back up the next day. Then maybe we'll take a vacation for a week and go from there. This is the very future of our country. We don't have that luxury anymore. Mm-hmm. We have to have action, and we have to have it now. And that's why there's a great sense of urgency to move on this immediately.
Well, the idea that we're under new management, about every 2 years, we're under new management, and there could be a power shift. So right now, like you said, while the iron is hot, the Republicans got control of the House. That opens up some opportunities to where we can truly get this country back on track.
It does, and that's one of the things we've been saying, Bill, before the midterm elections, you and I on your show, was if we were get a majority in the House, that we would expect to hold them accountable for this newfound ability to get things done. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing now. And we expect them to act.
Exactly. Michael, got about 2 minutes left here, and I want to talk, you know, often you and I talk, and people sometimes say, Bill, you know, you talk with Michael Letts, the founder, president, CEO of Invest USA, but you don't really give him enough time to really tell us what Invest USA is all about. So let's take advantage of these last 2 minutes, if that's okay, my friend. Let's talk about, you know, this national grassroots nonprofit organization that you envisioned and what you're doing and where you see it going.
We started it in 1993, Bill, and the purpose was to make sure all officers had the necessary equipment to come home safely to their families. At that time, 52% of officers had no vest at all. The only vest available was a concealable vest, one you wear underneath a shirt that protects you from a sidearm, and that alone. We then were able to get that down to just over 20% who didn't have vests. Well, then the criminal element decided to start using long-range rifles, among other things, and we had to create new technology. The titanium plate called active shooter vest. Currently, 90% of officers do not have that equipment, and so we're in the process of making sure all across the country, especially on the border to begin with, because the border is so volatile, and we have drug cartels and human trafficking pouring across the border, to make sure they have the necessary protection, and then we're going all around the country to do so, from California, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Florida, etc. But that is our main objective. But of course, one of the key things why you hear us talking about all these other issues, Bill, is it won't do me any good to protect cops' lives if people don't have any respect.
Well, exactly. I mean, with our southern border wide open, known terrorists coming across the border, and an innumerable amount of what they call runaways or gotaways are in our country, and we know that if they're coming in like that, it's not to come in and open up a new Dunkin' Donuts store, right?
That's correct. One of the other things I want to mention, Bill, is we're also doing a TV show coming up called Bulletproof Run that's going to engage all of America in taking care and help support our first responders.
Well, Michael, we got to leave it there and wrap it up, so tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Go to our website. That's www.investusa.org. List of things you can do to support. Join the battle now. The battle is raging whether you join it or not, but its outcome will be determined on you. God bless America.
Amen. Michael Letts, thank you, buddy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Start your new year with real Coke taste and zero sugar. Coke Zero Sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Coke Zero Sugar will fuel your new year with that great Coke taste. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Coke Zero Sugar is a great way to start 2023. And since you rule, you can enjoy it all year too at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA News Update. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stube was transported to the hospital Wednesday afternoon after he fell off a roof in Sarasota, Florida. The report indicated Congressman Stube was involved in an accident on his property late Wednesday afternoon and sustained several injuries. Officials in New Mexico are set to deliver a decision on Thursday about whether or not they will pursue criminal charges against Alec Baldwin and others in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set Western movie Rust. Millions of Americans are bracing for severe winter weather. A winter storm bringing dangerous conditions to the Central Plains will head into the Great Lakes region today, bringing heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Snowfall from Nebraska to Michigan, along with high wind gusts, will make travel dangerous with near zero visibility at times. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have our next guest, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Colorado. Lauren, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. The SHOT Show is absolutely fantastic. There's so much room for activities here.
Well, you think so?
Yeah, it's like a candy store.
Well, you got like a half a marathon worth of exhibits here. This is fantastic. And of course, you have been a staunch Second Amendment supporter.
Yes.
So again, we thank you. We thank you for that. But especially recently, I want to thank you for taking the courageous stand to make sure that we the people are being properly represented in Congress.
Yes, and that's what that whole speaker's race was all about. Mm-hmm. We went through 15 ballots before Kevin McCarthy was elected as speaker, and we began negotiations back in the summer but weren't taken seriously because there was supposed to be a massive red wave.
Right.
And us 20, we didn't matter so much in the grand scheme of things at that time. But when we saw the election results and that slim majority of only 5 seats, he started listening a little more, but unfortunately wasn't ready to accept the concessions that we made on January 3rd. But we got some amazing victories. Single subject legislation. Any amendments that are made to a bill have to be germane to the bill. So you can't have the con game of titling a bill one way and loading it with a bunch of garbage that doesn't line up, like the infrastructure bill. That was $1.2 trillion. Less than 10% of it went towards anything infrastructure related. And then we're going to have regular order, 12 individual appropriations bills. So the Senate can no longer send us omnibus bills. It's going to be massive.
Excellent. And the thing is, it was further disgusting about that $1.7 trillion $1 million fiasco was it wasn't even fully written up yet.
Right, right.
It was a Nancy Pelosi, got to pass it to you, find out what's in it, and get all excited about it, right?
That's exactly right. And that's another thing that we corrected, too. Now we have to have 72 full hours to read a bill before it comes to the floor for a vote. There are several multi-thousand-dollar page bills that I had to vote on in the last Congress that spent trillions of dollars where we only had 24 hours or less to read them. Done are the days of you have to pass it to find out what's in it.
Exactly.
We have fixed that. So I'm very excited for the work that we did. My colleagues and I, you know, I certainly have some fighters in that group. Chip Roy did amazing work. Congressman Matt Gaetz did great. We had freshman Anna Paulina Luna in the mix. She's such a firebrand.
Yes, exactly.
Love her.
Yes.
And so I'm very proud of the stand that we took and the concessions that were made.
Well, and the good news is I just read that you got assigned to tell us about the latest assignment, which would say that things are okay between you and Leader McCarthy.
I think they are, yes. No, you know, to Speaker McCarthy's great credit, he wants to move forward and understands that we are all stronger coming out of this than we were going in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about that. But, yes, I will be serving on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee.
Wow.
So we are bringing these folks in who have been destroying our country and making them answer to the American people. We will be issuing the subpoenas, and Democrats have already proven, have set the precedence that if you don't show up for a congressional subpoena, well, then you'll be in contempt of Congress and you will be indicted and go to jail.
Well, it's about time that they get a taste of their own medicine.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
They've set the rules themselves,
mm-hmm.
right? It's
yes.
almost like, let's go back to when Harry Reid used the nuclear option on the Senate, right?
Yes.
And he said, okay, all fair in
yes.
love and politics.
Mm-hmm.
So coming to a theater near you.
Exactly.
And I've got to say, not out of mean retribution, it's just like, if we're going to get this country back on track, we've got to, you know, we've got to take it back.
Right. Yes, absolutely we do. And, you know, a lot of folks were saying, you know, with the speaker's race, well, do you feel that that was appropriate? Was it the right time? Was it the right place? And my response is simply, well, if not now, when?
Yes.
If not us, who? If not here, where?
Right.
When is it going to happen? We all campaign on it. We all talk about it. When is someone going to actually do it? We had an opportunity to have these fundamental changes. This was a once-in-a-generation opportunity to accomplish this. And you're darn right I was going to take a stand and fight for those things because I can't stand the politicians who only talk the talk and refuse to walk the walk.
Well, look who was speaking out. You know, the typical pundits,
mm-hmm.
the compromised mainstream media, mm-hmm. if you say, that's been owned by all these oligarchs and
right.
controlled by the Democratic Party.
Yes. Well,
so
Paul Ryan sits on the board of some of these.
Yes, right.
Come on.
So what are they going to say?
Yes.
You know, so they're protecting their interests here.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, this is the thing we love about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It always does come out eventually, doesn't it?
Yes. The truth is beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know, and the light that we have shined, you know, that overcomes the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're exposing a lot of things that were hidden, and we will be able to have a better 2 years this Congress than we would have without these concessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about the House Oversight Committee being able to have these investigations, these hearings. You know, we don't have the Senate. We don't have the White House. We can pass legislation all day long. Not all of it is getting signed and passed into law.
Right.
So these investigations and hearings are what are most important.
Well, speaking of investigations, I mean, the latest reveal of these Biden documents that are all over the
goodness.
Place.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there may be some in Silk, Colorado. I don't know. Goodness. So good thing I didn't have him over for dinner.
Yeah.
But no, this is, he's clearly breaking the law.
Yeah.
He has broken the law. He knowingly had these documents spread out all over the place. He has his personal lawyers sifting through his items and turning them over.
And they don't have clearance to do this.
They right. do not have clearance.
Right.
Where is the FBI raid?
Yes.
They didn't hesitate with President Trump. They went straight to Mar-a-Lago and raided Mar-a-Lago, a very, very secure place, probably more secure than the White House is. You know, they treat it as the White House. We had Hunter Biden on the lease, $50,000 a month. Come on, give me a break. Like, if that's not money laundering, what is?
Wouldn't you love to have a child that you could charge $49,000 for?
Well, not if he's a stripper-loving, crackhead, gun criminal like Hunter Biden.
No, that's a whole other deal. Yes, that we're straight to therapy. We get that. But no, I mean, this whole deal is absurd. And then, of course, tied in with Ukraine,
right.
Laundering capital of the world, right?
Yes.
But we're not supposed to think that.
Right. Yes. No, we've given $100 billion to Ukraine without an audit. They want more money. Zelensky shows up in the House of Representatives in a jumpsuit and flies a Ukraine flag on our House floor. We have the mainstream media saying, oh, well, Lauren Boebert didn't stand up. Really? That's what you find offensive? Because I found a lot more things. I had Ukrainian thugs behind me in sweatsuits sitting on the House floor, and I'm like, what is this? Is this their detail? Where is our detail right
exactly.
now?
Exactly.
I don't know if I want them behind me. I've said a lot of things.
One final thing. I know you commented on what Joe Biden had to say relative to Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm.
This is just so absurd. This was so absurd, his comments.
No, he doesn't get anything right, ever. It's always gibberish. It's always jumbled. He can't get names right. He doesn't know who's alive, who's dead. He can't quote anybody correctly. He doesn't know his own name, where to go, shakes hands with ghosts. It's an absolute nightmare. And I think that with all of these classified documents that are coming out, that might be the Democrats party's way of saying, hey, Joe, it's time to go.
Well, Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman, thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us. Congratulations again on the committee assignment.
Thank you.
Look forward to more great work. And again, I'll tell you, America is really applauding and grateful for you for what you have done in terms of returning back to the American people. We the people,
yeah.
You know, Congress. Thank
yes,
you so much for doing that.
That's what it's all about. Thank you so much.
Thank
God
you so much
you.
For being here. God
Thanks.
Bless.
Broken into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
The best thing that they can do to help their friends, their family, their neighbors, is to implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button.
and thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing well, because if I can hear you, this is great. You're in the middle of this gigantic show that I should be at. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's SHOT Show 2023 here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and like I was sharing with you earlier, we're talking about more than a half of a marathon worth of exhibits for, you know, that involve, you know, ammunition, guns, outdoor equipment, fishing, all that good stuff. I mean, it is just absolutely awesome.
Well, so are you. And it'd be more awesome if I was there.
Well, exactly. Well, next time we need to have you here. But meanwhile, we've got some movies to review. Let's talk about Doggone. I've heard a lot of good things about this one.
Yeah, except for the title, which borders on something bad. But the movie is good. It's about a college graduate. In college, he lost all of his, you know, his zip and his desires. And he got a dog from the pound. Mm-hmm. And the dog's name is this strange name, Conker. I can't even pronounce the name. But anyway, he moves back home. His parents are worried that he's too focused on the dog. He takes the dog for a trip on the Appalachian Trail. I don't know whether you know about the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, I want to do that myself. I've been wanting to ever since I first heard about the Appalachian Trail.
Well, several of my friends have walked the whole trail, and unfortunately, one of my friends, and actually his son, fell off.
Oh, my gosh.
Some steep,
yes,
taking pictures. So don't take selfies
on
the Appalachian Trail.
No.
And Zion National Park is the same thing. So anyway, he lets the dog, Conker, off the leash, and surprise, Conker goes missing chasing a fox. So the whole family comes together. There was a lot of tension, a lot of dysfunction, comes together to find the dog, and it's cute and adorable and lovable. It's got a little bit of language in it, and, you know, they actually talk, but a little bit of foul language and a little bit of violence in it, but not much. So I'd say it's for a little bit older audiences.
Exactly. Well, doggone, and that's, is that a Netflix movie? Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
And it's now available on Netflix.
I know the head of Netflix, who is in charge of these movies, doing Christian content. It's got a lot of Christian content. It also has some Catholic content, whatever that means to you.
Well, you know, being a Catholic, it means it's always good. You know, it's relatable instantly for me. I can pick up on that. So not a problem at all.
Okay.
Let's talk about behind the scenes of Avatar, The Way of Water.
Well, I was there last Friday. I mainly went there because I knew Signore Reaver. I knew her father well. Mm-hmm. He was best friends with my father. They went to Dartmouth together. Pat Weaver, her father, was the head of NBC. So I got to talk to her afterwards, and we talked about her father. She said, this is the nicest thing. I mean, I remember her when she was a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Lang has been a friend of mine since Gods and Generals, so we were happy to reconnect. But it was interesting because James Cameron at the first junket was what he usually is. This was a Directors and Producers Guild junket. I'm a member of the Producers Guild. Well, you probably are too. But it's sort of this exclusive club. And Cameron said he did it because he wanted to talk about the relationship with his five children. Now, he's been married five times and said mean things about his wife, but he's always been nice about his children. So the movie is really a father-child movie, which is the good part. The bad part is James is a little nutty, a little adolescent, likes to use in the conference and the F-word, and is attracted to the new age. And, of course, I grew up outside of the Christian world, so I grew up in the new age. Before I became old hat.
Right.
And then I was saved. I'm praying for James to be saved.
Oh, wow.
Last time I saw him at an event with the head of Paramount, Jim Giannopoulos, who corrects Bibles, I said, James, two of your movies are some of my worst movies I've ever seen. And he said, doesn't matter to me. I make a lot of money. So.
Right. Well, the thing that's interesting, you know, you talk about your new age. I think all people of that are faith conscious, you know, take a journey and end up down a road or two of new age experience. But this is what helps you realize the old age, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and you know, to be perfectly frank about it, I mean, I was deeply into it. I was doing classes on Wednesday, and you know, one of them was a phony faith healer. Another one was Uri Geller, who could bend spoons with his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he had figured out a way to do that, and was exposed by a magician for phony. And he was a friend of mine, so I knew all these people.
Mm-hmm.
What got me to Christ? One of the things got me to Christ. And I had a guru who was a sadhu, that means a saint in India that I spent time with. What got me to Christ is that all these people hated each other.
Wow.
When I started hearing about Jesus, you're supposed to love one another. And the people loved each other in the community that, you know, I was talking to. They'd all come to Christ through Billy Graham. And it was such a different, because every one of these leaders of Hinduism and Buddhism were competing with each other.
Right.
And we don't compete. Bill,
exactly.
You and I do not compete.
No, not
we
at all.
We affirm each other.
Yes.
So this turned me to Christ. I mean, you can't find love when you're all picking on each other.
No, without a doubt, I can tell you that, for me, I mentioned my Catholic background, was that, I went on a search and, you name it, Buddhism, the Zen of motorcycle maintenance, and, I went Scientology. I checked it all out. But what brought me, to where I am today greatly was, as a Catholic, was studying the Book of Romans. Romans. And when I studied the book of Romans, you know, I sit there and suddenly I had this attachment with Martin Luther, who, you know, when I was in Catholic school, was taught that here he was, this awful Protestant and this heretic and everything. And then I studied more about him and realized that he was a devout monk that was just in constant search of the revelation of God. And so I'm sitting there going, man, I want to be with him at Wittenberg. I'll hold the nail as he pounds his 95 thesis on the door saying, hey, these are things that we need to address.
Right. And of course, he changed. He realized it was sola gratia, sola fide, and sola scriptura when he got hit by lightning.
Well, sometimes we all need a little nudge, and that's okay. All right, let's talk about Lori Loughlin. Lori Loughlin is back, huh?
Yeah, Lori Loughlin is a great actress, and she does a great job in this new great. There's another great American Family rom-com. She's going to be at our gala on February 10th and presenting with Candace Cameron Bure. And the name of the show is Fall into Winter. It's actually a pretty good show. She does a great job. It's not as good as it could be, but it's well worth watching, and we reviewed it on movieguide.org. So it's a typical story going back. Her business is failing. Her brother sells out, and he sells out to the guy that was her flame in high school, but then she decided she hated him, so she's got to work with Brooks, who she hated. So it's funny.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of good... And we all know what happens in those situations, so I won't tell you the ending.
So you got to check it out. Check it out for yourself. You had a discussion with Pat Boone. I talked with Pat Boone before Lisa Marie had passed. He was grieving, being the former elder of Church on the Way, and the iconic pastor there, Jack Hayford, had passed. And so we went down memory lane, you know, recalling some, you know, some great experiences with Pastor Jack. But you talked to Pat recently as he reflected on the death of Lisa Marie Presley.
Pat has come to, I think, almost all but one of the Movie God Awards. He's one of my... I talked to him yesterday, and we're busy all the time. You know that.
Right, no.
That's on your show. And putting it together. And so Pat talked to me for about 30 minutes. You know, he's good at talking.
Yeah.
He's very good at talking. And, But I love him dearly. And he wrote about Lisa Marie, and I thought it was worth publishing because he talks about fame. And Pat, when he was in Columbia University, which was an Ivy League school before it went woke, actually had a lot of success. He had his own television show. He had some, you know, some of the biggest songs. And when he opened one event, Elvis Presley was sort of the second banana who led into him.
Oh, wow.
And he talked about how fame and fortune can corrupt you. And how, you know, his life, why it didn't get corrupted is because of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful article. Everything that Pat writes is beautiful. He's still, even though he's 190 years old, he's still brilliant.
I think, was it 82, really? 82, 83, something like that. I know that because we talked about that.
Any man will tell you his age. Any man who will tell you his age will tell you anything.
I'll tell you what, two things that kept him in line. Certainly Jesus Christ was one. The other was his wife, Shirley. Well, we got to leave it there. And until next week, my friend, I appreciate you as always. Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Thank you, Ted. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
God bless.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.